Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Wow, what a week compared to last week. The Dow up 3.4%, S&P up 2.7%, NASDAQ up 2.4%, 10-year Treasury settling in at 1.53%, and oil, hate to say it, oil is up $73.98 a barrel. Just keeps going up. What happened? Well, this was a really, truly interesting week from an economic standpoint, which I believe continues to drive this market. But there's so many fascinating things happening right now that it's sort of hard to keep track of it all, frankly. And a lot of the things that are normal right now aren't normal. And one of those has to do with the bond market. With all this great data economically that's coming out right now, because we all feel it. We all feel things are getting better. I don't know if you've been to the airport lately, but have you tried to get a seat on an airplane lately? It's like impossible. And you're going to stop a few places. You're not going direct. It's just not going to happen anymore. So anyway, it's interesting, this opening up what's going on to the market and all the companies that are making money and what's going on. And so the bond market right now seems to ask this question. Does the bond market know something the stock market doesn't? Because the stock market keeps going up and the bond market keeps going down in terms of yield, but that shouldn't be happening. So I asked that question. Do the bonds know something stocks don't? What I'm talking about is over the last 2 weeks, Treasury yields have dropped. And this is despite a string of what normally would be considered bond negative events. Like what? Well, remember last week, Chairman Powell, we talked about that. He was more hawkish than everyone expected in that Fed meeting, talking about multiple raisings coming in the future. It's the first time he ever said that. Well, that's hawkish. That's not good for bonds because that means that rates should rise. But they went the other way. We also had economic slowdown potentially, or a reversal of inflation. People were saying inflation has peaked last week. So under normal circumstances, I would say you're correct. You're right. But you know what? These are not normal times right now. What am I talking about? Well, I think this is a technical trading phenomenon caused by unbelievable liquidity. That's what I think it is. I think that we're looking at a lot of stimulus in the economy and lower interest rates around the world, which is driving this yield a little lower. But how long can it last? That's the question. So what are we looking at? What should you be paying attention to? And how do you trade this? What do you do in this environment? Well, consider this. Right now, you know that we're looking at $7.9 trillion of stimulus that's come through. You heard this week, seemed like the parties were able to get together on some infrastructure spending, and we could be looking anywhere from $700 to $1.2 trillion additional coming in the form of roads, bridges. I don't know about you, but over here in Oakland, we've got to do something about the roads. I mean, they're the biggest potholes known to man over here. You can literally fall into one. I dare not drive my phone together. Anyway, here we go. So, I digress, but maybe some of that money will find its way to the pothole on Broadway. What do you think? Maybe? Okay. Anyway, with this amount of liquidity, typically that changes the yield, but it's not happening. In fact, you're seeing banks right now have an unbelievable amount of cash reserves. Did you know that? Banks have to have a certain amount of money on reserve. And right now, the Fed stopped publishing that data as of August 2020. Why? Well, because they're hoarding so much cash as a result of all this printing. In fact, we saw the biggest demand when the treasuries went out this past Wednesday than we've ever seen. Check this out. The last number was $520 billion. But on Wednesday, when they released, it went up to $755.8 billion. So that's a tremendous increase because of the Fed. And that's just in the U.S. If you look at what's happening internationally, right now, get this, the 10-year Treasury, Remember we talked about that. We're paying a 1.53%. That is almost 2% more annually than what Germany's paying on their 10-year Bund. You heard me right. And it's 80 basis points more than what the 10-year gilt. Did you know that's... You ever watch The Crown? I find it fascinating what happened to Great Britain. I mean, think about that. They were a world dominator. And if you start watching history and see what happened in the 60s and 70s as a result of what their economic policy did, it destroyed them. Anyway, I'll digress. But a matter of fact is, look at the comparison and look at Japan, who also struggled with economic rebound. We're trading 150 basis points more than their 10-year. So people are throwing their bucks. That's what's going on, folks. Around the world, they're throwing them at treasuries because we're paying more than anybody else. And we're, frankly, the most stable. So that's what's happening. There's this unbelievable amount of liquidity floating around the world. It's like a big boat full of water. It's slushing around. It moves one way, it goes the other. And things just don't make sense. That's what's happening right now. But if you believe the vaccines are working, if you believe that things are opening up, if you believe that things are going to get better before they get worse, then you've got to pay attention to this and you've got to ignore some of the things that are going on right now, because a lot of people are jumping out of value and cyclicals and trying to chase growth and tech again. That's a mistake. I'm not saying don't have any of that. But I'm saying be careful, because I don't think the value trade is over. Why? Look at the price of real estate. Last week, we had the National Association of Realtors. I love that. NAR. It's NAR. NAR said that the average price, median price of a home in the U.S. jumped from, get this, remember this? A year ago in July, we were talking about this, $300,000. That was the average median price in the U.S. of a price of a home, 300 grand. Guess what it was just last week? $350,000. That's over a 10% jump in 1 year.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.